What's up, fam? It's Coach Rye, Team Flex, your guy right here on Rye Rant Radio. Today, I'm going to be talking about, you know, whatever the fuck comes to mind. I don't have a plan. I don't got anything to say. I can tell you it is explicit. And I can tell you by the end of it, whatever comes out my mouth probably is going to help you get somewhere, get some shit done. That's what I do this show for, you know, to help you achieve your goals, help you get further with your goals, help you do shit that you, you know, want to do that you may or may not be having a hard time fucking doing. All right? That's what we talk about. I just ask you one favor, my fam. If you get anything out of my show at any point in time, do a little screenshot, post it on your story, tag at Team Flex, say I fucking love Live Rant Radio, man. It helps me. I'll help you rest of the day. Make sure you got it loud, people, all right? Come on now. That gets it going every time. That intro song, I love that shit. All right, fam, I'm here. I'm ready to roll. Let's get into it. Today, I want to talk about the importance of mindset. All right, I'm getting right to the fucking meat and potatoes of this shit right away. Gonna break it down for you. I've seen over the past, you know, pretty much forever being a coach, you know, being a fitness coach, being any kind of coach. I'm a business coach also. I see the number one thing that holds people back is something so fucking simple, they never think about it. And that's their actual mindset. Okay, and what does mindset mean? Does that mean like, oh, meditation? Does that mean doing it? Yeah, it could mean some of that shit. But really what mindset means is the way that you let yourself think and the way that you frame situations in your mind and the shit that you think about and the things that you create and become in your own head, these thoughts, these ideas, and these kind of, you know, predetermined factors in a lot of way that actually dictate whatever you can accomplish, okay? And really you have two choices when it comes to mindset. You can either have a mindset that empowers you and pushes you forward and pulls you to your next fucking destination and, you know, is this positive fucking beaming light of success and getting shit done. Or you can have the other one, right? And we all know what that fucking is. And we all ride this fine line of going, you know, one way or another most of the time. You have that negative mindset where it's saying, you know what? I'm not good enough. I'm not gonna make it. It's just too hard. I don't have the time. I'm struggling. I can't do this shit. I'm done. We all got both these fucking sides of this coin, right? And really what happens is the one that you spend the most time on is gonna dictate that path you lead. Think of any goal you got in your life, health and fitness, you know, relationships, financials, careers, whatever goals you got, and there's a lot of them, I know. You know, you got this choice. You can go down that negative path, or you can go down that positive one that says, you know what, I will get shit done. And the crazy thing becomes, right, as I say this and you're listening, you're thinking about it, this choice does present itself every single time any situation, any circumstance, any scenario comes up. And when I'm talking about situations, circumstances, scenarios, sometimes they're good, right? Sometimes a good thing that happens. You're like, fuck yeah, that's closer. I love it. I love what I'm seeing today. I love what I'm hearing today. It's moving me closer. I feel it. I'm feeling good. And a lot of times, it's not. A lot of times, it's a new challenge, a new circumstance, a new idea, another thing that, you know, could be a setback in your mind. And the thing you do next, the thing you do when these situations come up will define if you actually hit that goal or not. And you got two choices, all right? That's it. You got two choices. You go down this positive mindset. You commit to that success. You commit to that greatness. You commit to fucking framing your mindset in that moment, or you don't. And if you don't, your brain's gonna take you on its own path. You're gonna go down this fucking road of negative bullshit. You're gonna end up in this spot where, you know, everything's getting dumbed down. You're not getting success anywhere. And in fact, sometimes you don't even know why you're on that path or working for that goal anyway anymore. And I just want to remind you all, you guys, everybody has the same choice. Anybody you look up to, you think is successful, anybody that achieved the shit you might be trying to achieve, anybody that, you know, you think got it all, got where they are, whatever, they all got the same choices. We all come into the same fucking choices, these same decisions we have to make in that mindset. And literally, I think mindset becomes the single most important and powerful piece when it comes to achieving any goal, yet it's so often ignored. And I'm gonna give you guys a couple examples just to make this real for you in your mind and kind of really break it down, concrete this idea in your head and see what it can do. Let's take someone, you know, we talk about fitness a lot on this podcast. It's kind of a fitness podcast, kind of a life podcast. What the fuck is it? I don't even know. Hashtag Rirent Radio. Tag me. Screenshot and tag me if you're still listening. Let's use, weight loss. This one comes up. A lot of people trying to lose weight in all different forms. Whether that's, a couple pounds to get, your summer ready look. Whether it's, you got to get stage lean because you're a competitor. Or whether maybe it's, you're very, very overweight and you need to lose a lot of weight. Doesn't really matter what the goal is here. We're talking about weight loss, fat loss, okay? If you go down that path trying to, achieve this goal, you got to have a positive mindset all the time because it's going to be hard as shit, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be hard as shit. And if you have that positive mindset to push you forward that says, you know what, you can do it. It's going to be hard, but we're going to fucking do it. I'm going to adapt into the process. I'm going to get into the process. I'm going to continue the process whether I feel like it or not. On the days I'm tired, I still got to get shit done. On the days it's hard, I still got to get shit done. Wherever I'm going, I still got to get shit done because I'm trying to lose 30 pounds. I'm trying to win my competition. I'm trying to get where I want to be with my body, and I have to do what it takes. And the kind of mindset that says, you know what, you got to get into it, you got to be adaptive, and you say, you know what, I don't dread the workout. I don't dread the workout because that workout I got to do is one step closer. It's another thing pulling me closer. You look at that, the obstacle, that thing that comes up. You were stuck at work all day and you're beat, you're tired, you're exhausted. That workout starts to look like the last thing you want to do. And you start to get in that mindset right away. Oh, I'm so tired. That's a negative thought. Oh, I just a crazy day. I'll reschedule it. That's a negative thought. I did too much. I can't do it. It's not going to be my full intensity. That's a negative thought. But the positive thoughts are the ones that get you closer. You see those negative thoughts that come in? They come into that puzzle and they start, that's that little devil on your shoulder saying, don't do it. Put it off. You're too tired. You have an excuse. You have an excuse. You have a reason not to. So don't. And that little negative mindset, that kind of little devil on your shoulder we all got, is going to take you off your path. It's going to take you off that goal. It's going to take you off that direction. It's going to take you off where you want to go, ladies and gentlemen, and that's facts. But there's also another one you can tap into, right? We got another little whatever on the shoulder. I don't know what you want to call it over here on the other shoulder, right, that says, hey, you know what? If you do the workout, that's another step closer. You're another step closer. You might be fucking tired. Cool. Let's get shit done. You might be fucking exhausted. Might be a hard day. Cool. Let's get shit done. I don't give a fuck what you got going on. You don't have an excuse because you got a goal, right? And that's literally how you have to think. And if you look at that obstacle then, which in this case, in this situation, this story is a workout, and it could be anything else in any other goal you guys got in life or any other kind of example. You take that obstacle and you realize, all right, if I accomplish this thing, if I overcome this obstacle, that's going to put me one step closer to where I want to be. And if you realize every goal and every single thing you want to achieve in weight loss and the situation of this analogy, that's one step at a time. One step at a time is how you get to the global change, the big thing you want to see, the place you want to fucking be. Whatever goal it is, it's one step at a time to get there, ladies and gentlemen. So many of you forget that this is how everything gets framed, right? It's all from the mindset. If you don't have the right mindset, you are never going to achieve the goal because you're always going to end up in the mindset where everything is too hard, it's too challenging, it's too scary, you don't want to do it anymore. And I'm telling you, the default human mindset is comfort. It is comfort, the comfort zone. We all want it. We all want to be there. We all, don't want to be in uncomfortable situations where we put our bodies through hard shit and workouts, where we eat a certain way and it's hard, where we do any of these things. Our body doesn't want to do that. Our body seeks the comfort zone. So the best way for you to achieve anything is to realize you got to be uncomfortable first, yes, and then you got to adapt to making that uncomfortability a positive fucking mindset, something that can propel you forward. And if you tap into this, you get into that spot where you say, all right, I'm going to look at every obstacle I face, and I'm going to see it as something that's pulling me closer, something I can overcome, something that if I do, even if I don't fucking want to, it's getting me where I want to be. And when you start looking at your day this way, ladies and gentlemen, your brain starts to change. Your whole fucking mindset starts to change. You start to feel different about everything you're doing, everything you see, and you realize every single step that you do, you just want to take more fucking steps. Let's go. Bring me more obstacles. Put the shit on my fucking back, and I'm going to lift it. Right? That's what you got to do. This is the way you got to be. And if you made it this far in the podcast, my challenge to you now is to adapt this for the next day, the next, do the week if you can, all right? At least a day, but do the week. Really start to look at every little thing that comes up in your day that would normally be a negative reaction, something that would piss you off, something to make you upset, something that makes you think in a negative way, get down on yourself or whatever it is. Start looking at that obstacle as a way that if you can overcome it, it's something that actually brings you closer to where you want to be. And then when you achieve it, when you go face that fucking obstacle and you do it, enjoy it. Realize that you just moved another step closer. Realize that you could have gone the other way. Realize you could have been in that negative fucking mindset, but you took that obstacle and you made it a positive one. And you made that action another step closer to where you want to be. And when you start doing this shit, ladies and gentlemen, you start begging for this shit. You start saying, yeah, give me another obstacle. Give me another thing. Give me another one. Because I'm grown. I'm getting where I want to be. I'm a badass motherfucker. Hey, you guys, thanks for listening. I appreciate it so much. Do me a favor. If you got anything out of this, please just do a quick screenshot. Tag at Team Flex. Share it. Tell everybody to listen. I appreciate it so much. I'm doing this for you guys because I want to help more people. And, the more people that hear it, the more people are going to get helped. And I just see that constantly with how many, listens and shares we get, the more and more stories I hear about literally, people's lives changing. So you can help me be a part of that if you share it out. All right. Thank you, guys. Love y'all.